you know, the stuff that we've gone through this year probably held us not to get rattled at that stage. You know, if we're an immature team, it's easy to get thrown off the game, especially with the Wollongong exerted a lot of pressure and got after us at the start of the game. And it was just to keep it close. You know, there was, we got it out to 8 or 9 and get it close to 5 at the half. And then it was, okay, well, you know, this is how it is. And the big guys really stepped up. I think Jamil got 9 rebounds in the third quarter, and Gus was really good on the boards as well. And, you know, and absorb that. We don't know with Matty. Obviously, we'll get some medical advice on Matty, so hopefully he's okay. And Jesse got one in the snozzle. But, you know, we were able to get in front. I don't think we gave up the lead once we got in front there. It was, well, good poise, and, you know, Damo hit some big buckets at the right time.
What's the feeling? What was the message you just said to the guys as they're down on the cusp of going back on Sunday and rocking up? Is it hard to get too excited, or do you want to enjoy it and get excited?
Yeah, I know it's a bit of both. You know, it's hard to win here any time, and especially when they're, you know, we've got a lot of respect for Wollongong, how they play the game and how they share the ball and shoot the threes. And, you know, and it's now it's a 3-game series. It's last year we would have won the championship, but it's, we got to win a 3-game series, 5-game series. So it's still a fair bit to go. And we might be down a man. So
in the second half, you're pretty much dominating on the boards. Is that what it's going to be? Is that what you feel like you've got your edge on these guys? I mean, you're a bit disappointed at half time that you were getting probably a bit out working on the boards.
I was just absorbing the pressure. You know, I think we were too impatient fighting the pressure, and it was just like really absorbing, getting the back end of our offense and getting good shots. And when you get good shots, you've got good spacing, and good spacing gives you good rebounding. So it's a bit of everything. But I thought our defense was outstanding to hold them to 14 points in the third quarter. You know, that's our bread and butter. It's our defense, our DNA. It's our, you know, if we don't play defense, we don't win a game. Yeah, well, I guess the structure of the squad, if someone goes down, someone steps up. That's how it's built, and probably how we got through that adversity at the start of the year. But obviously having, you know, Bryce creates a lot with his speed and his penetration, and Casey, you know, cramped up late in the game, so we've got to make sure he's getting plenty of fluids. And JK came on early and was great, and Gus was great, and Jesse was hitting the open threes, and that's, you know, that's their roles, to come in and provide energy. And when someone like Matty goes down, it's the next guy up, your turn. So, yeah, no, it was pleasing the second half.
Talk a good year about Matt had the other end off the concern about how many he's having. 2 in a month, does that worry you?
Of course it does, yeah. And so, look, we'll do everything in our power with medical staff and make sure he's okay. I didn't see the incident. I don't know where he got the hit, but Matt's welfare is number one.
How is he?
Yeah, he's all right. Yeah, he knows we won.
Is he better? I suppose, is he better now than he was after the Brisbane game?
Mate, you're better off talking to the medical staff. He's standing on 2 legs and smiling, so he's good to me. So, look, we'll make sure he does. And the same thing, he does the test. You know, he does the test 48 hours afterwards, so... sometimes he improves his IQ out of that thing. But, I shouldn't say that, you know.
You talked about Damo getting those big shots. He's done everything. You know, you've been with him for a long time. Does he still amaze you with just how good he is, and how he just manages to make the winning play time after time?
Yeah, well, he's used to people leaving him alone, and he does work really hard on his shot. And, you know, the last, 4 years, we've been, you know, practicing the shots you're going to get in the game. You know, he's not going to create by himself. It's going to be help off, catch and shoot and be ready. And he's done a great job of that. You know, I wasn't too happy with him being loose with the ball, and he bit on twice on Clark and opened up a three. But, you know, he's the good thing about Damo is, you know, he puts his hand up, makes a mistake, and he gets back and beats tough and plays the next possession. And that's, you know, that's priceless.
We're pretty, you know, we're glad we got this win, but we're not looking too far ahead. You know, we've got to go back and review the game, work on a few things, and hopefully get the win on Sunday and not have to come back over East.
What was it feeling like when Matt went down? Was there a sense we all need to lift now, or how did you all approach it?
I think Trev spoke about, you know, we just play our role. You don't try and do more than you can. I'm not out there trying to shoot step back threes or whatever. I'm just in there, bring some energy, push the ball, play some D. And I think everyone just stepped up and played their role the best they could. Yeah, everyone, you know, we do play our best when we back ourselves and we've got that self-belief, and I think we've had that for a month or so now and we've been playing good basketball. We just need to keep that up for Sunday.
Did the course coming into a third game, because it's hard, I know it's hard because last year you only had, it was best of three, but now you actually have to play three regardless. Does that make it harder, Trevor?
Well, last year was hard just to travel to New Zealand. We played Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. That was a killer, that schedule. But, the good part is it's a Wednesday game. The guys would rather play than practice. You know, we'll have time to recoup and prepare ourselves. It's a little bit harder when you travel game,